It heated back up and it sunk about 2 miles up there.
It went around a vine or something, but it started taking on water and it sunk. They took about 2 or 3 weeks for them. They finally got a big crane and brought it back up.
I wonder what happened to it.
They said it run aground or something up there. Not a buoy. It didn't hit a buoy on the river.
No,
it hit something.
Sandbar.
Sandbar.
Yeah.
And wow. Messed up the bottom of it. It just went down like a rock.
Well, I can imagine if you know that thing right about that. You know,
the day before, they just given a show right down here at the city landing. Lake Democracy down here.
Mm-hmm.
It sank the next day. When they was going back to Tuscaloosa. And
imagine.
It was a nice boat.
Trying to walk on water by that time. Okay, when you talk about your uncles that raised cotton, can you tell me about some of the work they did around that, or do you remember anything about it?
There's a lot of work I can remember, so it was a lot to planting cotton then.
Mm-hmm.
You had always worried about the boll weevil or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'd always spraying insecticides, and I always had to have dust planes,
mm-hmm.
planes to spray it to keep these boll weevils and other things infesting, you know, in the cotton, messing your cotton crop up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of trouble with that around here.
Did you ever see him go out with a hoe? And
no, he had planters and everything.
Oh, really?
That.
Yeah.
All that.
I didn't, was that, what do they call it, chopping cotton or something?
Yeah, what, talking about the harvesting, or when they just plowing around it, that would cultivate it.
Mm-hmm.
If they, you know, get weeds and things out.
Yeah.
Things would, I couldn't describe it to you. I have to show you on
mm-hmm.
on track or something. It's cultivated. It was set when they planted with the planter. It would stir up the dirt around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knocked down some of the weeds and things because it cultivated.
Yeah.
Which was, that's how they keep most of the weeds out of it. They keep turning it over and over and keep cultivating while it's going up to a certain height where it would be up about to tires axle in from there on, you know, wouldn't be too long before it would start breaking out and they could pick it.
I guess they just really just kept turning the weeds under or something and give them a chance to grow. Sounds like a lot of work just...
Well, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Ain't it? You have to really, really work at it to, you know, make it produce.
Mm-hmm. Is it pretty good crop though, I mean, cash crop?
Yeah, a lot of people back then, they made pretty good off of it for how much they planted.
Mm-hmm.
How much land they had to plant on.
Yeah. Would you have any idea how much they paid for cotton? I'm not familiar with it.
No, I never got into that. I never was. I never hear them talk about it
mm-hmm.
that much.
Okay. Okay, what would you usually grow cotton and corn in?
What do you mean?
I mean, what would you call that area?
Land?
Cotton field.
Okay.
So if it was smaller, you'd grow tobacco.
Well, I don't know what you're getting at.
I mean,
talking about the land itself, what you call it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's usually have a big field of cotton.